It is Tuesday and time for book picks, and a list from our independent bookseller of the week, Kara Wisner of Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York, joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves. And it is always a pleasure to welcome Kara to the program. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine. It's 2023.
I know.
Look at that.
How did that happen? And here we are. It's great to hear your voice. Thank you very much for being with us. I always appreciate you being on the program. Where would you like to begin?
I think I'm going to start with a nonfiction book this week that there was they excerpted a nice portion of it and wrote a great article in the New York Times Magazine section. And we were lucky enough, Catherine and I at my shop, to hear Tracy Kidder speak in September. But the book is called Rough Sleepers. It's by Tracy Kidder. He is an amazing writer. And in one sense, it's really interesting when you look at this book, the title of the book and his name are actually like in different colors, but the same font and the same size. Because what he brings when he tells a story, especially a nonfiction story, it's so passionate and so full of love. And he finds people who I think have a lot of love, which is a great way to start the year, and a lot of compassion. And so he basically brings the story of this doctor named Jim O'Connell to life. And Jim O'Connell was a Harvard medical school graduate, and he right after school went to do this job that he was like not so interested in. He figured it was going to be a year, he wasn't going to get paid much, but it was working with a homeless clinic in Boston. And basically he was transformed himself by this group of nurses that ran this clinic, headed up by this woman named Barbara McInnes, who again is another person full of love and compassion. And he transformed the medical community and the homeless community over the years to make this amazing, like very successful medical outcomes for people who resisted medical care and who were usually spent time in emergency rooms and who were uncomfortable and angry. But these nurses kind of sort of led the way for him to see people in a different way and get people to trust him and him to be transformed in a way where he basically then spent the rest of his career working with homeless people and transformed this medical community in Boston. And this book just takes you through the whole thing, and it can only make you a better person.
That's absolutely true. I had the great honor of last week going over to Tracy's house and spending time with both Tracy and with Jim O'Connell. And we were talking about the book, and that'll be a two-part book show. And I think 2 weeks, and we talk in the first section, we just talk with Tracy, and then we talk with Tracy and Dr. O'Connell. It's an amazing book, and it really makes you, it's I think a hopeful book about something that there's so many facets to it, and it's such a difficult problem. And this book kind of parses it in a way that helps make sense of it by, as you said, with compassion and empathy. It's Rough Sleepers, which is a British term used, I think a 19th century British term, of those who live on the street and refuse to go into a shelter, and that's how it's defined. But again, Rough Sleepers is published by Random House and is now out. Next up.
All right, let's go to the book that just won the Booker Prize. It's called The Seven Moons of Molly Almeida, and it's by Shahan Karananatilika, I'm pretty sure. And somebody came, and I had started this book, and somebody came in this weekend and was just talking about how much fun it was. And I was thinking that this book is so much fun, but this book also made me realize that I know very little about Sri Lanka. And so I've kind of spent some time trying to understand a little bit about the political climate there, which you can understand somewhat from the book. But this book it starts out with someone who has died, and he has basically seven moons, roughly 7 days, to figure a few things out before he either goes or he stays in kind of sort of this in-between zone, or he can, you know, go up to, you know, the version of heaven, which right. I think they haven't even really named what it is. And it's so funny and so smart and also so kind of heartbreaking in terms of understanding in certain communities. And it seems especially here, like when people go missing, or the fact that people go missing all the time and the police are kind of working for them and kind of not. Like, there's a part where the undercop, the, you know, the kind of sub, the second in command, you know, asks the guy who he's driving with, he's like, wait, are we really investigating this, or are we pretending we're investigating it? And any answer, either answer would have totally made sense to him. Another time he has to write up like two reports with two different things. They're like, depending on what happens, we'll submit like this one or that one. So that's like very, you know, obviously like it's not even really satire because I think it happens, but it kind of sort of alleviates some of the pressure of the kind of awfulness and takes you through the story. And so I will confess that I have not finished it yet, but I can only imagine that it's going to keep doing what it's doing for me as a reader and just get as good as it can be until it finishes.
Seven Moons of Molly Almeida, I believe. Excellent.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Next up.
Okay. Age of Vice. Did anyone talk about this yet?
No, I'm reading it right now, but no one has talked about it.
Okay. So I feel like, and I kind of said this on Instagram the other week, like a lot of people read this book called Chantrame, and then everyone's like, I want another book like that. And like, there isn't another book like that. And this is not exactly like it, but what it does is it takes you deeply into India and into people's lives there. And so here what we get is kind of sort of a very good look at the underworld, but also a very good look at, I don't even want to call it like the overworld. It's kind of like you see like all like the seediness of things that go on, but also the very kind of sort of wealthy people around who are moving other people around kind of sort of to control, you know, everything from real estate development to, you know, how the police are responding to things in different things. There are some relationships that we get to see, but the kind of richness of the place and the description of the place and the way the writing stabs the characters so much. And it kind of sort of feels like you're in India, and it really feels like you're in the situation, and like there's fast cars. And it was one of those books that I really, really hated to put down while I was reading it.
Age of Vice by Deepti Kapoor. And it's great. I'm about halfway through it. And it moves very quickly. It's a big book, but it moves very quickly and is it's very theatrical. I liked it. Or I'm liking it, I should say. Age of Vice. All right, next up.
Next up is a book called Small World by Laura Zygmunt. And Laura, it's actually amusing that my dog is acting up right now because Laura is someone who also has a dog and who sometimes carries, or at least who's written a book about carrying a dog, like a person who carries a dog in a sling all the time, which again, if anybody had told me 5 years ago that I would be the one walking around with a baby sling and a dog, I would have said, no, that's impossible. But yet it's very possible. And it happens all the time. And so Laura and I have a fun thing on Instagram where we go back and forth and she likes my, you know, dog sling pictures and I feel seen. So. But she's written some other books before that I want to say were just maybe a little bit lighter. But she tackles this really fascinating sister relationship in this book. And so the premise is it's two sisters as adults who kind of have to move back in with each other. And that in itself was a very kind of smart thing to do, because I feel like with siblings, while we might go on vacation together or visit or things like that, like we're very rarely, well, I guess some people must live together, but very rarely like in that same place. But what she does is she has both siblings who then are in the same place and living with each other and really able to kind of reconstruct their childhood, which involved like a trauma with another sibling who's not alive anymore and understanding parenting and things like that. And she just gets the sister thing, I want to say perfectly, and is able to look at how people protect each other and how they love each other and how they want to give sometimes and can't. And I think it kind of sort of fills in perhaps some of the blanks that we wonder about in our own lives with our own siblings at times, you know, like what are they really thinking, or why hasn't this person reached out, or if they did, like, what are they trying to say? Right. I found it to be very heartwarming and also just a good, you know, like a good book, a good story, but also very helpful.
Small World by Laura Zygmunt is the title of the book. All right.
All right. I'm going back now to an older book because I was thinking about something for younger kids, and I realized that I never, because this is a book that came out a million years ago, have talked about it. But there's a book called Jenny and the Cat Club by Esther Averill, and it's been republished by New York Review Books. And so it's one of those beautiful yellow books with the red spine. And this, I want to say, is my favorite read aloud of all time. It's good for kids anywhere from, I would say, 3.5 or 4, possibly up through 6, to kind of sort of solidly like hit that where it is. And it's just a really, really beautiful story of a cat named Jenny Linsky. She lives with a sea captain named Captain Tinker, and she's a quiet cat, and she is very scared about, but you know, they're on land now, and she's like very nervous about venturing outside. And as I think many sea captains do, who he's very crafty, he knits her a red scarf, which she puts on and feels very brave, and proceeds to go out and have a whole life of her own with all the cats in the neighborhood, cats named Macaroni and Romulus and Remus, and they're really beautiful illustrations. And the language is easy enough for kids, but still super interesting for adults, and leaves a lot of room for things to talk about. The illustrations leave room just for looking and talking and describing, and the interactions that she has with friends, and there's kind of a lot of measured risk and adventure and bravery, and friendship stories, whimsy. It's just, it is like the most delightful.
It is called Jenny and the Cat Club by Esther Averill. All right, that sounds like a lot of fun. Where else can we go?
Yeah. Let's go now to a really gorgeous photography book that came out by called Yes by William Klein. It is filled with these. He actually died in September. He was a photographer, so he kind of sort of did fashion photography in France. He was born in America, grew up in America, but moved to France. And he split his photographs, I guess, in some ways, between like street photography and fashion photography. And so, you know, you may, you know, recognize, you know, some kind of sort of iconic photos are like these women with a striped black background. And then also one of his most famous street photographs is this boy in New York City. It's like a young boy with a gun, and the gun is pointed straight to the camera, and there's like a little boy even standing next to him. But it's a huge, gorgeous picture book, a gorgeous photography book. And it covers a lot of, you know, it covers the whole scope of his work in all the different cities and all the different places he went. He spent some time in Moscow, and it's just, they're gorgeous photographs, and it would be a fantastic gift. It's also like, I feel like coffee table books are those things that we give or we buy ourselves and don't actually look through, but I have made it one of my goals in the past year to really pick up those coffee table books that I have at home and really look through them. And it's been fun, I have to say.
William Klein, and it's by William Klein. It's called Yes.
And there's a co-author, I guess, who wrote the introduction, David Campany there.
Oh, okay.
All right. And so out in paperback this week is the book Fight Night that we had as one of our first edition club picks last year or the year before, actually, by Miriam Taves. It took a while for it to come out in paperback because it's so good, but it's a really fun story narrated by an 8-year-old girl and her fairly amusing and slightly dysfunctional grandmother and mother who she has to deal with. But again, there's a lot of truth when a child narrates a book that the grown-ups can see right away, and it's really fun and fabulous. Some of Miriam Taves is really serious, like Women Talking, which is a film that's out right now. That's another one of my favorite books of hers, which is a very serious book. And this is a, you know, a lighter book, but obviously always has interesting things in it.
All right. It is Fight Night is the name of the book. It's now out in paperback. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have about 40 seconds.
All right. Our first edition club, I would love people to connect with. I always pick 3 books a year, 2 fiction books and 1 non-political nonfiction book. So there's information about that on our website. And I wanted to talk a little bit about our play section. I don't know how many people read plays these days, but we have a really robust, great play section. So I'm urging people to check that out. And just in general, it's always great to talk to you.
It is always great to talk to you. I love reading plays, by the way, so it's a great place to find the plays that you're looking for. For more information on Merritt Bookstore and the great work they do, you can go to their website, merrittbooks.com. You can also visit them in Millbrook. Kira Wisener, it's always great to have you on the show. We look forward to having you back very, very soon. Keep well, and we'll talk in a little bit.
Excellent show. Take care.
Thanks, Kira. You can see the complete list at WAMC.org/roundtable. WAMC.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.